With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump addressing a massive rally today in Pennsylvania. Former president calling on supporters to vote the Democrat incumbents out of the White House.
Americans are ready to be free from Kamala Harris. Do you know that whenever I use the word Harris, everybody says, who's Harris? They have no idea who Harris is. That's true. They have no idea who's Harris. But Kamala, and to reclaim the future that is rightfully yours, you're going to reclaim it.
And he says President Biden's exercise of foreign policy has been the exact opposite of what global situations have often demanded.
How about Afghanistan? Most embarrassing moment in the history of it. Everything they've touched, even now he's telling Israel, everything he said to Israel was exactly the opposite.
In the meantime, Kamala Harris today made a couple of campaign stops, first in Michigan, later in Atlanta. Also at SRNnews.com, Charles de la Desma reports that France is now vowing support of Ukraine's plan in an attempt to end the Russian invasion.
France's Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot has pledged his support for Ukraine's plan for ending the 2.5-year war with Russia, adding he'll work with Ukrainian officials to secure other nations' backing for the proposal. Unveiled by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky earlier this week, the so-called Victory Plan hopes to compel Russia to end its invasion of Ukraine through negotiations. Barrow's visit coincided with a prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine late Friday night under a deal negotiated by the United Arab Emirates. I'm Charles de la Desma.
This is SRN News. Evangelicals talk about sin.
A new poll from Infinity Concepts and Gray Matter Research asks the question, what is sinful? Amongst evangelicals, defined as people who hold traditional Christian beliefs about God, the Bible, and salvation, 96% say adultery is a sin. 87% think racism is a sin, and 86% believe viewing pornography is also sinful. However, the poll also reveals that only 76% of evangelicals say it's a sin to swear. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates raising alarms about proposed legislation that would increase the power of Islamic courts in Malaysia. International Christian Concern says if the bill passes, it could lead to a situation where religious authorities have the final say on a wide range of issues. They say everything from personal relationships to public policy. This is SRN News. Major brush fire in the Golden State.
A fast-moving California fire fed by strong winds burned at least two homes Friday and damaged several others in a hillside neighborhood in the city of Oakland, where hundreds of people were ordered to evacuate before more than 100 firefighters stopped the progress of the flames. Crews arrived as the inferno quickly grew, with winds ranging from calm breezes to 40-mile-per-hour gusts during red flag conditions. Red flag warnings were issued for fire danger from the Central Coast through the Bay Area and into northern Shasta County, not far from the Oregon border. I'm Julie Walker.
Few details are known at this hour, but in Georgia today, at least seven people, we understand now, have been killed. Many others have been hurt when a deck collapsed on an island. Officials still searching for possible survivors. More details at SRNnews.com.